saxophonist John Erabagon was making his name even before he won the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition in 2008 by playing with the serio-comic jazz quintet Mostly Other People Do the Killing. Erabagon has since left that band, though he still works for leaders such as Barry Altschul, Dave Douglas, and Mary Halverson. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Erabagon's own records can get a little bizarre, but on his new album, he's mostly well-behaved.
John Erabagon can be hard to get a fix on. He likes it like that. He can play pretty, obviously, and reveres and occasionally employs some overlooked jazz masters. His own records can get strange. One 12-track album turned out to be a continuous 78-minute saxophone solo over boiling rhythm. He strikes a nice balance on his mildly subversive new album, Dr. Quixotic's Traveling Exotics. It's by his quartet, including the terrific drummer Rudy Royston, who's having a field day. Sitting in most of the time is Erabagon hero Tim Higgins, whose trumpet cuts through like a freshly sharpened blade. Little melodic hooks John Erabagon writes snap the musicians into action, and he'll introduce new themes over the course of a piece for variety and extra stimulation. There are a few uncommon touches, like having the whole band play behind a bass solo by Yasushi Nakamura. In John Erabagon's music, the weather can change fast. Storms may quickly billow up and blow over as the wind shifts. This is from the middle of Emotional Physics. Luis Perdomo on piano. A little later in that same performance, during one frenzied episode, a trapdoor opens, and suddenly the saxophonist is jamming on the chords to the standard All the Things You Are. Somehow, it's the album's weirdest and most traditional moment. The album Dr. Quixotic's Traveling Exotics was recorded in an Argentine studio during the band's 2016 South American tour. The music sounds lived in, and like the musicians, enjoy the drill. John Arabagon brings an infectious sense of fun to music making, even when the playing is dead serious. Sort of like the great Sonny Rollins. John Arabagon plays like he's got a lot of heart to go with his power chops.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Dr. Quixotic's Traveling Exotics by saxophonist John Arabagon.